Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Yo, minasan. Manga Sensei Podcast. Yokoso. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei. And today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less. Today, I'm talking about another particle compound which utilizes both ni as well as mo. Recently, we've been talking a lot about the use of compounds that use wa. Today, we're going to transition a little bit away from wa and go towards ni. So, ni is usually used for one of three things. Either it's used for an indirect object, or it's used for a direction, or it's often used in conjugation. So you'll have it between different nouns or different parts of grammar. And so today we're going to combine ni with the particle mo, which means also or to or as well. And as you can expect, when you combine these two after something, it's going to reflect your judgment or your emotion to something as well. So for example, if I say, I don't know, something along the lines of dogs have emotions too, I don't know, then the idea would be that I think and make this judgment as well. And you can use this for a couple things. So you can use nemo after one or two things if you'd like. However, traditionally in a sentence, you'll put one thing, nemo, and then continue on with the rest of your sentence. But again, it's giving a judgment or usually your emotion to whatever you're talking about. So if I say, inu ni mo kanjo ga aru, dogs have emotions as well. I can use this for most anything. This is, again, my supposition that I'm making. Shumatsu ni mo jimu ni iku. Shumatsu ni mo jimu ni iku. I'll go to the gym as well this weekend. So this weekend as well, I'll go to the gym. And that's, again, my judgment, or it's my statement that I'm making with this particular combination of particles. Let me try another one. If I said, for example, business no koto wa nani ni mo shiranai. So business, of course, is business. Business no koto wa nani ni mo. So in this case, I'm using nani ni mo. So I don't know anything about business. And that's my judgment on when it comes to knowing things about business. Nani mo shiranai. So remember, when you're using this, however, you have to be careful how you use nemo with na adjectives, and it cannot be used with e adjectives. Now, if you don't know the difference between the two adjectives, go ahead and check out our website at manga-sensei.com, or just go back a couple of episodes. We have whole episodes on differentiating between e and na adjectives, as well as how to conjugate both parties. If you're not familiar with both of those references, they're also called e or non-nominals in like genki, as well as in Japanese, they're keiyoshi or keiyodoshi are both ways that they're also referred to. But when you're using nemo, you cannot use nemo with the e adjective. And it can only be used with some na, and I'm not going to make an extensive list of those. That's unfortunately somewhat trial and error. But a good group of these would something be like impressive, or like kanshin, or oroka, like stupid, or fuko, unfortunate, those kinds of things. It is something as well, because you do have that mo particle in there, so you do have to think about that part of the sentence. But remember, it can't be used with e adjectives like atsui, or atarashi, or kawaii, or kawaii. All of those would not necessarily work with this, because you can't include that as well. In that case, you would use something like kute, which we'll talk about a different time. However, if you do have any questions, feel free to connect to us on all of the socials, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, SoundCloud, and soon to be even YouTube. So we're going to be pretty much everywhere. And if you have questions, make sure to send them to us, and we will answer them on our live stream that is given every single Sunday at 12 o'clock Mountain Time. So if you do have questions there, we can always make sure to answer them. However, I will have to sign off there, and I will catch you tomorrow. Until then, 皆さん, 間違えて, それを通して進歩できるように頑張ってください。また明日、じゃあね。
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.